item. Revenge.
Revenge is a dessert best served cold.
That's right.
And it might we'll wait as long as it takes.
And it will be delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it doesn't matter who's to blame over whether that Newsweek story is right or wrong. Americans are already disgusted with the news media. Founding Father Thomas Jefferson said, were it left to me to decide between government without newspapers and newspapers without government, I would not hesitate to choose the latter. But a new survey shows 43% of Americans believe our free press has too much freedom.
Oh,
nearly one in four, 22%, think the government ought to be able to censor the press.
I agree.
Nearly half.
Michael Wilbon sends me into absolute fits.
Well, that's different.
Okay.
I said the press.
Well, Michael Wilbon is in the press, Buzz. And he writes... I'm kidding. Michael Wilbon is a great columnist for the Washington Post. The guy who I really dislike... Oh, come on, Rob. I know he's black, but come on. You can like him.
Yeah.
The guy that I don't like is this dude, Mike Wise.
You
have
don't
you
like
read
him?
His columns?
Yes, I have. You don't like him?
No.
No, too,
no I don't.
Too smarmy for you?
Yep.
Nearly half of all young people think the press ought to be censored. Richard Nixon would have liked that.
Oh, but, I got
hey, you get the West Coast feeds, right, occasionally?
Yes.
Have you seen the Arnold commercials for governor?
Yes. I see them constantly on CBS, too.
You have to glue the TV.
You know, you guys in California, I don't know how you can watch this stuff. Maybe you become desensitized to it, but...
How can you take him seriously? Again.
But you are.
It's the thing that I'm sitting in the cafeteria
because,
and talking about California.
Because jobs are leaving California. I will be here for you.
And it's the standard phony political ad,
right?
But it's Arnold doing it, and it makes it 10 times funnier.
It gives it a spin.
And it's Arnold doing the same acting technique as in Jingle All the Way.
Only a little worse. Somehow, now that he's been governor, he's even managed to make his acting ability worse.
Do we have a time for a quick Jingle All the Way tape? While we listen to some of the Schwarzenegger singers.
And then sitting in the cafeteria, discussing with the common men. So I'll look with my tie and my shirt on.
So here I am. Vote for me again.
Dargershine.
Turn that crap off. Can I tell you one more thing while I look for the tape?
What they can expect from Jingle All the Way is a hilarious movie, a movie where they will be able to laugh from the beginning to the end. It will be great entertainment. They will walk out of the theater and say,
entertainment.
I am so angry that I can't get another ticket right away.
Angry.
Because I want to see it a second time. And there's a long line here.
Worse than that, huh?
Oh, no, that music.
Well, the poll results about the people in the press, not that surprising when you see that the same survey also shows that only 14% of Americans know or understand that free press is part of the Constitution's First Amendment.
Huh?
Exactly.
We don't need
it. Thank you!
We don't need it. I'm against it.
What is it?
Well, without a free press, you might not get to see a guy shot to death on live television.
Stop it.
Which happened...
Jesus, Rob!
Which happened Friday night south of Los Angeles.
Sorry, Buzz.
That's all right.
Could you start again? I was distracted. I was distracted.
Can't imagine why. Without a free press, you might not get to see a guy shot to death on live television, which happened Friday south of Los Angeles. An armed man led police on a high-speed chase, the kind L.A. TV stations like to cover live with their helicopters.
I seen it.
CBS paid millions of dollars in fines for showing Janet Jackson's nipple jewelry because that's indecent. Children might see it. If no one's fined for airing a guy being shot to death, then that must be decent and suitable for kids. Only logical conclusion.
I was watching the clip. Did you see the clip where they go, pull back, pull back, pull back?
I watched it live on CBS2 in Los Angeles. This must have been at a time, I guess it was late evening because I was at home and it was the news and they were just continuing with this coverage of this guy. And, I mean, the thing is you get to a point where you see him like driving through a crowd and you see him almost run into people.
Yes, he did.
Where you think... God, I hope they shoot him. And then,
because he's endangered so many other lives.
And then when he got out of the car, he was going for a gun. And
he had a
second gun.
Yes,
and listen, it was not the bloodiest thing I've ever seen. All I saw was you hear pop, pop, and then the guy goes down.
Guy lies down.
That was it.
Guy goes to sleep.
I found it rather comforting.
Well, I mean, it's the police doing their jobs.
Right. That's my chi talking.
Yeah. I found Janet Jackson comforting.
What's
but that's
next?
Just me.
What's next, Buzz?
Weather from space. This is the time of year we
normally... Buzz, what I meant, what's next?
Weather from space.
Okay, well, you had to stop there because we have to do. Remember, we're so backed up.
I get it.
With the commercials. Okay.
When we come back, weather from space.
There you go.
Yeah. You know how he stresses out when we fight.
My man.
This is the Don and Mike Show. WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They can ruin a perfectly good quiet. Don and Mike.
All right, we have more buzz coming up. DonandMikeWebsite.com. That's our official website. And being as we were not being...
Come on!
Deleted in Baltimore today.
Right.
I know we simply put that up as a highlight. I think we're going to go with the Jesus Christ lady today.
Mrs. Christ.
Yeah,
call.
On the website. But the radio war will continue tomorrow.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. It begins tomorrow.
Yes.
Operation Loser Dumbass. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there, Buzz.
But this is the time of year we normally experience the effects of sunspots, huge solar flares, explosions on the sun that send out electromagnetic waves. When those waves reach here in spring and fall, all things electronic can get dicey. Even this radio show can disappear for a few minutes or hours. And this spring may be especially bad. Storms on the surface of the sun are ranked on a scale of 0 to 9, 9 being the worst. Yesterday morning storm, a 9. The government says this...
Well, this is like your pain index, almost.
Yeah, almost it is. I like the way they measure this. The government says this could cause power outages. Even transformers would fail, according to them, because of a 9 solar flare. Whacked out GPS readings, your navigation system may act funny, and hit and miss communication.
I guess it was a solar flare, Mike.
You know, our microphones are working fine. Buzz seemed to lose his. I'm not sure. Let me see you.
Well, now it appears I'm the only one left. Well, I just want to say I want to keep the radio war going. Anybody out there listening? Anybody?
Hear people talk, and that's why we hope that the solar flares don't interrupt the radio war. For some reason.
Hello? Are we still on? I can't tell. Hello?
This is Ward Cleaver. Come down with something unexpected.
You're going to let him use your pole, Pop?
What, Buzz?
I said you're going to let him use...
I'm sorry. Okay.
It's so funny when you dump Buzz's microphone like that. That just cracks me up. I always love it when you...
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donovan.
That wasn't really a solar flare.
Hey.
No, we're just kidding.
Sorry, my guy.
Hey.
Yeah.
Well, for some reason, the U.S. military is having an AWOL problem. Maybe it's the mounting death toll in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yeah, maybe it's the fact that we're in a war we can't win.
Yeah, really. Maybe it's the extended active duty because of the equally mysterious recruiting problem. It's as if the war's not popular anymore.
I had some active duty this weekend.
I'm glad you're feeling better.
That was illness.
Yeah, you did.
That's bad. All right. After the
I said, howdy, duty.
But there's some active duty up in Baltimore.
There will be. After the horrible sights he'd seen, Sergeant Kevin Bendeman applied for conscientious objector status. His superiors refused, charged him with desertion, and sent him to prison for 7 years.
Did you say his name is Bend-a-man?
Bendeman, yes. Bendeman.
Bend-a-man.
Bend-o-man. I think they prefer
to
pronounce it all together. Bendeman.
Bend-o-man.
Anyway.
Even in the circus. Bend-o-man.
Very talented. They sent him to prison for 7 years, and he seems okay with that. Quoting Kev, if I have to go to prison because I don't want to kill anybody, so be it.
The amazing Bend-o-man.
He's just one of more than 5,000 troops who have decided not to come back to work since the start of the president's war on terror.
Well, what you have now, and I've been talking to people that do this, you got guys that sign up for a 2-year stint,
right.
And then they say, well, oh, incidentally, we need you for 4.
Yeah, we discussed that. That sucks.
Kind of tough.
It sucks. I'd go AWOL, too.
Hard to keep morale up in that situation.
Bend-o-man should be more flexible.
What do you think there's better morale? Inside our Army and Navy and Marines over there in Iraq or right here at 10800 Main Street?
Army. Absolutely the military.
But Navy.
Air Force.
Marines.
B.E. All you can be whatever it is.
Better morale in the military because they have perhaps a chance of death.
The sweet release thereof. A couple of kids went AWOL in Martinsburg, West Virginia late last week. Since both boys are about 5 years old, everyone expected the worst. A massive search was launched. Dozens of people searched for the boys. A helicopter, military planes, and 3 canine units were brought in.
Yeah, buddy.
An hour and a half later, the boys were found hiding under grandma's bed. Quoting a cop,
oh boy.
It's a happy
I just couldn't believe they was I seen a chopper and then they was under my bed.
Hunting dogs found them.
Yeah, that's good.
The president of Mexico has set off a storm of controversy by saying that in the U.S., Mexican immigrants do jobs, quote, that not even blacks want to do.
That's right.
Vicente Fox was criticizing the recent U.S. crackdown on illegal immigration.
I want that on my tombstone.
that you would do work or that Mexicans would do work?
I would not do the work. No, yeah. But this president's right.
Yeah, Vicente Fox.
President Lopez. It's George Lopez, right?
It is me, the president. Man, they do jobs like that even black people wouldn't do.
He says that this U.S. crackdown on the illegal immigration has set back relations between Mexico and the U.S.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Fox's remarks to Texas business leaders were carried on radio and TV as well as the internet.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Thank you all for coming.
Walmart, meanwhile, is apologizing for a newspaper ad that equated a zoning proposal with a Nazi book burning. The chain that often bans books and CDs from its shelves published a 1933 photograph of Berliners throwing books onto a fire. It was Walmart's way of saying it doesn't like the proposal to prevent it from adding a grocery section to one of its stores in Flagstaff, Arizona.
Let's have a book burning.
The ad read...
I need to get that picture back for the album.
I'll get it back. The ad read, should government tell us what we can read? Of course not. So why should we allow government to limit where we can shop? Walmart now says it's made a terrible mistake in approving the ad. Walmart's now sending a letter of apology to a local Jewish group, quoting the letter, we apologize for the use of the imagery. People make mistakes. They move on.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Rosie. Shut up.
Over the weekend, I booked a...
that is that.
Good. Hey, Buzz?
Yes?
Do you have a watch?
I do.
Okay.
Would this be a good time? Because all the commercial breaks are crazy today, I'm just waiting on a cue for
okay.
you.
Okay, I thought you had the cue.
No.
It was 30 seconds ago.
We'll be right back with something awfully good.
You're good for 30. Thank you, Buzz.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. You don't have to be an idiot to understand Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yes, you do.
Help.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. In an obvious overreaction to drunk driving fatalities, the state of Montana is thinking about outlawing drinking and driving.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, baby.
You notice I stopped it right at the right time?
I appreciate that. Yeah, I was going to wait, but that's fine, too.